All right, now let's read this chapter. It says, "Now the Philistines fought against Israel, and the men of Israel fled from before the Philistines and fell down slain in Mount Gilboa. And the Philistines followed hard after Saul, after his sons. And the Philistines slew Jonathan and Abinadab and Malchishua, the sons of Saul. And the battle went sore against Saul, and the archers hit him. He was wounded of the archers." Apparently, did not die. "Then said Saul to his armor bearer, 'Draw thy sword, thrust me through therewith, lest these uncircumcised come and abuse me.' But his armor bearer would not, for he was sore afraid. So Saul took a sword and fell upon it. And when his armor bearer saw that Saul was dead, he fell likewise on the sword, and he died. So Saul died, and his three sons, and all his house died together. And when all the men of Israel that were in the valley saw that they fled, and that Saul and his sons were dead, then they forsook their cities and fled, and the Philistines came and dwelt in them." Now, I assume from this record that when that Amalekite came along, Saul was already dead, and he went into the presence of David because he knew that David and Saul were enemies, to take credit for the slaying of Saul. He thought probably David would bestow upon him some honor and give him some reward. And he didn't dream that he was going to get what really came to him, which was, David said, "Out of your own mouth you've condemned yourself and you've slain the king." And he executed him on the confession of the man. But apparently the man was not guilty, and he was very foolish in taking credit for something that he should not have taken credit for at all, or take the blame for, because that's what it amounted to when he got in the presence of David. Now, will you notice, verse 8, "It came to pass on the morrow, when the Philistines came to strip the slain, that they found Saul and his sons fallen in Mount Gilboa. And when they had stripped him, they took his head and his armor, and sent into the land of the Philistines round about to carry tidings unto their idols and to the people. They put his armor in the house of their gods, and fastened his head in the temple of Dagon." Now, they did this terrible dishonor to him. I was in Ascalon at the temple of Dagon. Samson, you know, had been there, and apparently this is where Saul was. And that is where they brought his head and his armor.